Let's talk about this. Let's talk about like how to escape the daily grind of like the rat race.
Mm.
And let's talk about how that can lead to as much, at least as much financial security, and definitely more emotional and like psychological health.
What's your technique?
I think the number one, I have a lot of people ask me about this, and I always say the same thing, which is that, first of all, it's a 5 or 10 year process. Mm. There's no quick, easy way.
Get out.
Because it's like, instead of like taking a road somewhere, you're building a road somewhere. Right, so imagine like in your mind, every day you're going to put another brick in that road until it gets you to where you want to go.
Mm.
So number one thing is like, it's a long-term thing, and you need to do, it's about consistently working on it every single day for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And in 5 years, you'll know if you have a business or a lifestyle that works, and you can tweak it kind of whatever, however it fits yours. So number one thing is that's your time horizon. Mm. Don't kill yourself thinking, beat yourself up because like, you're 30 and you don't have your own company. Like it takes a long time.
Mm.
Most people will never do it. Because it's really, really scary and hard, particularly if you do it the wrong way.
Mm.
So there's a couple ways. One is people think about entrepreneurship as like taking big risks, right? Like it's risk. We're going to take risk. You should avoid as much risk as you possibly can. Avoid risk until you die. Try like I think that the myth of like, this movie script thing where like, you put everything on basic, don't do what I did, which is like put everything on black and then fucking, use that as a motivation to like,
work yourself into the floor.
There's a way better way to do it. And I would say the best way is starting out by creating a little side hustle for yourself.
Mm.
So a small little business or project, doesn't have to be a business, doesn't have to make money, but a small little project that can grow and that you can do every week for a year. And that can be anything you want.
Mm.
And what you should think about is, what are the things that you'd be happy doing every single day? And two, you should try to copy it as much as you can from other people. So, one thing you could do is do what we did. Start a little podcast,
If we're making bank, bro.
Billions of podcasts. But it's like, it's again a 5-year process. And we've just started. We're in the first quarter of the first year. It's a long-term process. So not that you should try to go slowly, not that you shouldn't be efficient. I'm just saying that, it's that you're in this for the long haul. So don't kill yourself.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say. And
I mean, how easy is it to start a podcast? It's fucking easy.
It's really fucking easy. Or, what a lot of people do is they start like really funny niche online businesses that are just for fun or like for one event. Like some people, they sell clothes for Burning Man. Like they have these little niche things.
Yeah.
And
I think people who sold Star Wars masks. They made them.
Yeah.
And they went onto forums and then sold them on forums.
Yeah. Get on Reddit. And, there's so many good resources on Reddit. But so the number one thing is first, time horizon. Okay? That's number one. Okay? So, and what you should try to do is don't quit your day job until you have enough on your side hustle to sustain you relatively well. Like, enough. It doesn't have to make as much money, but so that you have a self-sustaining little thing that you can jump on the next horse. Mm. So, like, take that approach, like overall strategy, which is you're going to work in your job that earns you money to feed your business for 5 years. Okay, so, and what you can do is be not that great of an employee because your long-term goal is not a career in accounting and sales for, Geico insurance. Your long-term goal is to have a podcast. Okay, and to have a profitable podcast, you probably need 100,000 followers, something like that. Mm. So, you can do the math and figure out how much that is every month for 5 years. And because you're not going to be a very good employee, you're going to be doing a lot of your own business when you're being paid for your job. I am telling you to be a shit employee and milk that company for all it's worth, and use that to start your side hustle. That's my advice to you, and it's up to your supervisor to recognize or not recognize whether you're any good. And just, I would say, do the as little as you can do to get as much money as you can to feed your side hustle until it's ready to go, until it's ready to leave it, to get the fuck out. So that's the second step, is like, okay, now that you know your time horizon, the process to jump ship from the machine to your own, like, your own business or your own kind of lifestyle, is the measuring point is like, I can actually, you know what? I'm doing both these things now, and if I quit one of these, I could be okay. And a lot of people don't recognize when that time happens, but you have to be aware of that. So that usually takes, I think, 18 months to 2 years to where you can, you have something going that's sustainable enough that you can put all of your energy into it and multiply that energy, you know, times two, basically. So you can be growing twice as fast. The next is find your tribe, find your people who are going to help you and hang out with them as much as you can. Because shitty people make shitty people. You are the sum total of the five people you're around. So surround yourself with people who are mentally healthy, physically healthy, and encouraging to you, and nurture who you want to be.
Trying to help you.
Who want to help you. Be around people who want to help you, because you're going to need all the help you can get. Next is take care of your body, because your body is going to get you through this 5 years. And a lot of people, especially like smart people, discount how important your body, your physical body is. Like, I'm not even talking about your mental state. I'm talking about your physical, the machine of your body. You know, I think people, especially kind of nerds who like, you know, want to get into tech. Sorry, my headphone thing is messing up. Who want to get into tech basically think that they don't understand how important to your like mental health and your creativity and your ability to focus and your ability to work hard, your physical well-being is.
Everything.
Absolutely. So you need to exercise. You must force yourself to go to the gym, go to yoga, do whatever is fun for you, but do it. And you must do it regularly. And you must, like we were talking in the full podcast, you must sleep. You must drink water. You must eat healthy. You must rest. Like, you will, you know, if you're the type of person who has the drive to start your own company and do a side hustle, then you're the type of person who can kill yourself, work yourself to death. So you have to be aware. No one is going to stop you from working yourself to death. Someone's going to drive you to the hospital one day, like for me. And you're going to have a rude awakening moment. And that causes so much damage, and it's totally avoidable, because I couldn't really function for almost a year after that panic attack. So, so I would say, like, take care of your body is the next thing. And then the last thing, I think, which is really underrated, is team. Work together with other people on what you're doing. Don't go alone. I would say, number one, as an investor, as an angel investor, I never, as a matter of principle, I don't care how smart you are, I never invest in anybody who's working by themselves. Because you will run, you'll hit a wall. And if you can't work with other people, you can, you're just not going to go anywhere. So work with other people who are with you on your journey, because you can divide and conquer. You can help each other out. You can do more together than you can apart. And you have your strengths and they have their strengths. And if they complement each other and you can get along, that's a good sign, and you can do more. So the team is important. And again, the team has to be mentally healthy. Find people who want to work hard and care and are efficient, but also sleep, and don't get into a place where I've been in the past, where you're kind of like, you're kind of competing on who can be the least mentally and psychologically and physically healthy. You know what I mean? You get into this point where like, oh, I worked for 70 hours. Like, well, I worked for 80 hours. I know a guy, worked in banking at Goldman Sachs. His, desk mate just fucking dropped dead at 25.
That's insane.
Just fucking dropped dead because he worked they call 9 to 5, 9 AM to 5 AM.
Yeah.
For a year, and he died. That's, and he was 25 years old, and he's smart, and he was actually a D1 athlete.
Wow.
Just died. And that can happen to you. You can die. And people around you can die, and you can kill your employees too, and you can kill your team members, because you don't
making them do shit.
Because you're so fucking, you what happened to me was like, I was crazy. I was so stressed out that like I was upset at people who didn't work as hard as me, and I would make sure that they knew it. And I regret that immensely, because, you know, you might have shortened their lifespan, You know, you might have just taken a year away from them and their grandchildren in like 50 years.
And they've got to enjoy, if, you know, this is, it's kind of my philosophy too with how I run the banter. It's I look at my writers, my team, I'm like, they've got to enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they say like, hey, I want to write about this. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Go for it. Like, don't write about some shit that you don't want to write about. Write about shit you want to write about, you know? Or like, if you're feeling stressed, like, don't sweat it.
100%.
It's all good, you know?
Yeah.
And in, I think in that way you get, you know, they might not be putting in, you know, crazy hours, but you're going to get better quality stuff. You're going to get, it's going to be more fun. You're going to create, like, you want to enjoy. Otherwise, what's the fucking point?
100%. 100%.
What is the point of...
Especially if it's a side hustle, because you suffer enough, like, all day long at a job that you probably don't want to do.
Yeah.
So do something you absolutely love. Maybe it's, if it's creative, great. Mm. If it's creative, great. If it's not creative and it's just a cool way to make money, that it's just kind of fun for you, amazing. Whatever it is that, like, you, again, you won't mind doing for 5 years every single day. That will one day be your full-time job and one day be your life. And again, you're talking about a side hustle. If you don't like it, drop it. Do something else.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about it. It's cheap. You know, don't spend any money. Don't spend a dollar. Try to, if you can, make money as quickly as you can with it. Mm. And read a few books. Read 1,000 True Fans. Read 0 to 1 by Peter Thiel. Read Crossing the Chasm. Read, get on Reddit and go on their entrepreneurship and side hustle subreddits. Mm. Read those. Make friends with people on Reddit. You'd be amazed at how much they can help you. I have a friend who started a company who met some people on Reddit who gave him free marketing consulting for a year. I mean, there's so much. Just again, we're talking about don't be do this alone. Mm. There's so many people out there who are going to help you.
Mm.
So many other entrepreneurs, so many people who want to, you know, join startups or do something new or learn new skills. They're all out there, but you got to put that out there. And if you're doing what you love, it's infectious. People will follow you and they'll fall in love with what you're doing and they'll help you in any way they can. Trust me that they will. Mm. And once you, so now we're kind of 3 years in, right? It's a total 5 year process before we know we have something that works. It's about 18-month, 2 year process before you can leave your job. Probably, I mean, maybe longer, maybe less, but I'd say on average 18 months, 2 years of, I'm talking about daily work. Mm. When I started our company, I was working another job, 8 hours. My day was divided by three parts every day.
Mm.
8 hours of job, 8 hours of side hustle, side company, 8 hours of everything else. And it took us 18 months. I'm not saying that's the healthiest thing, but keep in mind, like, that's how much work it is to start a company. So side hustle is smaller, less ambitious. You can maybe do 4 hours a day, but it must be pretty much every day.
Mm.
It's if you intend to, in 2 years, jump ship, you know, 4 to 8 hours a day is what you need to do. But if you are okay with like a 7 year or 8 year plan, then, you know, work less. I mean, you might have some other things going on in your life. You might not be able to, whatever. Don't kill yourself. Don't beat yourself up. You have your own journey. Live your own journey. Live your own life. Live your own truth. So if you have, let's say, young kids or whatever, or you're going through school, like, you know, whatever, there's only 24 hours in a day. But okay, so now we're in this kind of 5 year thing. So let's say you finished the first 2 years, you're ready to jump ship. Now this is kind of the scary part. This is the scary part. Like, oh fuck, I'm about to like leave the comfort of like safety, a paycheck. Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm going to go into this. The most important thing, I think, for any entrepreneur at this point is to have the right people around them to deal with it. Mm. Because I promise you shit's going to hit the fan and you're just going to go, fuck. And what happens a lot of time is people quit or most of the time they just give up. They get scared and they, which is fine. Not everyone has to run a company, but I'm telling you the reason a lot of people freak out is that there's no one in their corner being like in a boxing fight, like, hey, relax. You're okay. You're actually fine. You're not hurt.
Mm.
This is just stress. And this is a new kind of stress that you haven't dealt with before. This is what I did to deal with it. Here is the way I dealt with it. And I've been in your shoes, and just having that conversation is so meaningful. And to have someone kind of, that's what happened to me. Basically, someone basically took an hour of their time, a very successful guy who sold his company for like $50 million, very successful guy. He just sat me down and he's like, get a notebook, do all of these things. And it was just like, you need to go here, you need to read this, you need to like take a vacation, you need to eat, you know, he just like write this all down and then don't come back to me until you've done every single one of those things. So again, this is, we're talking about mental health. Like at that point, you're putting a burden on your mental health. You have to be ready. And the best way to be ready is to surround yourself by entrepreneurs. There's lots of ways to do that. Number one, Reddit is your friend. Number two, there's tons of entrepreneurial groups in every major city.
Co-working spaces.
Get into a co-working space. Be around people. Don't isolate yourself. The more isolated you are, the harder it is, the more stress. So don't work in home. Don't work in a home office. Get out of your home office. Once you're ready to quit and move into the full-time thing, be surrounded by other people.
Who are doing the same shit.
Have a routine that takes you out of the house.
That was so big for me when I moved to DC, joining a co-working space.
Yeah.
Was like, oh shit, there's other people like me. I thought exactly. I was just a fucking weirdo.
For sure. You're not on an island, and it's really important that you don't put yourself on an island. And I think what happens is when you, as an entrepreneur, like it just becomes kind of natural because you're a lot of times out on your own, or it's like one or two of you. So get into a co-working space. They're not expensive. Meet other people. Talk to other human beings. Tell them what you're doing. Don't get into the... A lot of people think, like, I don't want to share my idea because, like, someone's going to steal it.
No.
That's the stupidest thing ever. Share your idea.
No one gives a fuck about
it. No one gives a fuck.
I mean, they care if they care about
you. What you're probably more likely to do is going to miss out on someone who can really help you. Yeah. You're probably going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. Someone goes, oh, I know someone who buys that. I know someone who helps with that. Oh, I know. Like, people want to help you. And if your idea is so weak that anybody can take it once they know about it, it's not a real idea. There has to be something defensible there. So get out of the house within year two, get out of the house. Okay. So now we're kind of in the 2 and 3 year point of time. You have just put a shitload of stress on your body. Take a vacation, go away.
I think there's other, you know, one of the other things about, being an entrepreneur, I had a talk with someone, this young guy who was wanting to start his own thing. And I was like, dude, so how often do you go out to eat every week? And he's like, oh, about 4 or 5 times a week. I'm like, do you go out at the weekends? He's like, yeah, man, you know, I go out to the clubs and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, well.
That's gone
for 4 years. You're not ready for a side hustle, my friend. You're not ready to start your own. You've got to give all of that shit up.
Yeah, you're giving all that up.
Yeah, and you have to save. Save like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Like, the more you save, the safer you become.
Yeah.
To make it if you want to make a transition.
You're risk averse. Yeah. So, for sure. Yeah.
It's smart, you know, just to use your job to save money. You know, if you can save $500 a month for 2 years, you're gonna have what? That's $12,000.
100%. And like I was saying, like I gave up going out and drinking and all that stuff pretty much for 5 years.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like I missed a lot of partying, I miss a lot of that. Now I'm able to do pretty much whatever I want, and I'm pretty free on that. But that's because I had to do it quickly. I had to quickly get a company going. If you're serious about it and you're desperate, like I think that it's not like one day I'd like to do my own thing. It's like the type of person we're talking to is the person who's like, fuck, I need to do this. I must get out of this rat race. If I don't, I'm going to die. I can't take another fucking day. You know, that's why I'm trying to give you a sense of like a time horizon. Like, okay, you're going to have to stick it through this job for a few years, 2-3 years, maybe even 5 years. But like it's going to end and you don't need to be the number one employee because it's not your long-term plan. So take that burden off your back. Like just don't feel guilty about it because you plan on having a different lifestyle. Like you're not planning to work your way up the corporate ladder. You're planning to be an owner, an entrepreneur. So, and what you were saying is absolutely right. Save your fucking money. Don't go out if you can help it, or save money. Like you need to focus and concentrate on building your company. And it's more fun. It's way more fun to do that than to go like some shitty bar, and talk to some douchebags who like, it's just so much more fulfilling and thrilling to talk to. Like once you, it's so fun. Like I remember in the beginning, like when it starts kind of growing and you're like, holy fuck. Like this is gonna work, holy shit.
It's amazing. It's
like
a great feeling.
There's money coming in, this is crazy. It's an amazing feeling. And you don't enjoy it at the time because you're like so afraid that it's just like
it's gonna go
like next week, but looking back that was big. So
yeah, it does happen. But listen, 100%. I want to say we should do another one of this next week. We're gonna finish up, we're going to do another kind of advice thing for entrepreneurialism and how to get the hell out of rat race. Because fuck the rat race.
Fuck the rat race.
Fuck getting up at 7 in the morning.
I get up at 7 in the morning.
I don't get up. No, I don't get up. Listen, I don't even I don't acknowledge 7 o'clock in the morning as a time. I don't acknowledge any time before 8:30 as an official time.
I'm with you, but I wish it that way. But my team is all of young kids.
Yeah.
So it's like they're up at like 6 to like take their kids to like school and shit at like 7. So it's like
they're all back and like ready to go.
So I can't be like sleeping. I can't be sneezing.
Weird. Why do kids have to go to school that early?
It's terrible.
It's fucking dumb. I'm going to homeschool my kids.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Fuck that. Because why? Because I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock to take them to
absolute
school.
Absolute nonsense.
To again sit in a room to learn skills that will teach them how to work in an economy 100 years ago.
Correct.
Not happening. Anyway.
All right.
Next week.
Next week. Peace.
All right. Peace, everyone. Jamie Malloy.
Jamie Malloy, what a bird.